Time to get back to work, huh?
It is. Well, we've been back at work. Yes. We had a very long committee hearing on Monday, and of course the House has taken the lead, but we've been doing our work on the Senate side as well.
Well, until 2 o'clock in the morning almost this morning,
right.
I guess.
Well, on Monday, over 16 hours, about 500 people testified, and it went till 2 a.m. I'm pleased to report it was a very open and transparent process and an orderly process as well.
I saw that Senator Nelson, the chairwoman of the committee, said 3,800 people had registered an opinion on SB1.
That's right. Yes, it certainly is an issue that is emotional, and there's lots of attention and focus on the Capitol at this time.
Your thoughts on, obviously, this is not the only state that has struggled with this, but right now, Texas is certainly in the limelight. You have all sorts of national, I guess, maybe even some international media there. What is the sense in the Capitol? How is it different, do you feel?
Well, I think the sense this time around is that it's a respectful process. There's an order to it. There's a process that we do need to get the input of citizens and allow them to express their opinions and their views. I think what we're going through this time around is has been appropriate, and you know, I think the committee hearing on Monday, I was very pleased to sit there and to listen from various individuals. Again, over 500 individuals or close to 500 individuals about what they thought about the issue of pro-life measures and where the state of Texas needs to go in reference to this.
Well, go ahead and update our listeners, because you've talked about it before, but what your feeling is on this very third rail type issue and why you feel that way.
Right. Well, I am a pro-life. I'm an individual married to, I'm a physician and married to an obstetrician gynecologist and a father of three boys, and I do believe in policies that make abortion less frequent and support alternatives to abortion.
Now, I'm going to figure that we get this, what would the timeline be as far as this particular piece would be?
Well, the House of Representatives, the other chamber, passed out the House companion bill yesterday by a 98-45 vote. They have to pass it again today, which is usually just a functionality of passing it on third reading, and then it'll come over to the Senate, and the Senate will take it up either as early as this weekend, Saturday, are at the latest, probably next Monday.
Is there anything over in that bill right now that you see would be a sticking point?
No, right now it's exactly the same as what has been and what we heard in the Senate Health and Human Services Committee.
Certainly, okay. And then you'll turn your attention, I guess, is transportation going to be next?
Right. Well, actually, we'll be on the floor tomorrow in reference to transportation and the criminal justice measures that are on the call. So I believe those two issues will be addressed fully tomorrow. And pending this pro-life bill, we should be done with our work down here as early as next Tuesday.
Okay, well, that and obviously, since last we spoke, the governor has announced that he is not going to seek re-election. So obviously, that gets a lot of moving parts into motion. What is your sense there? Do you notice any difference?
Well, yes, there's obviously lots of talk about the governor deciding to step down and not seek re-election. You know, he has a long-standing service to the state of Texas and quite a legacy of conservative leadership here in the state of Texas. I think he's led the state well in reference to his tax policies and judicial policies and regulatory policies that were put in place by his executive leadership and over the last 12 years. There'll be a lot of open seats in reference to the various offices, statewide offices, and it's going to be an interesting movement of the chairs.
Well, that, and then, of course, likewise, that there'll be a contested race on the Republican side for the lieutenant governor's slot, and so we have a sitting lieutenant governor who's been there for a while. This is, again, his last opportunity to make any kind of a political move.
Yes. Yeah, there'll be three individuals right now that have announced for the lieutenant governor's position, as well as Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst seeking re-election.
Do you see any difference in his style since this has happened?
Well, we haven't really been on the floor in the Senate yet. That'll start tomorrow. I believe the orderliness of the process has been a combined effort by leadership as well as DPS and Senate administration to make sure that the views and opinions and input of the citizens is received by the legislators, but at the same time, the business of the state of Texas is getting taken care of.